Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time. Today I wanted to talk about pure joy. What does that mean? I know, for those that don't know, I live in Seattle, Washington. You know, it's very overcast. Rains majority of the year, overcast majority of the year. And one of the first things that people told me when I moved here is to make sure you take vitamin D supplements because there's not a lot of sun. And vitamin D we get from the sun, and when we don't get enough of it, you know, it affects our mood. And so that led to, you know, me discovering here in Seattle, you know, a lot of people suffer from depression. And I think most people want to equate it to the lack of sun here. But, you know, as I talk to more and more people here in Seattle, I think it's obviously a lack of joy, but it has nothing to do with the sun. I think it has a lot to do with perspective, has a little bit to do with, you know, exercise and being active and, you know, having a healthy circle around you. But joy plays a huge role in our lives, and the lack of it plays a huge role in our lives as well. And so in part two, I sit down with someone who I immediately thought of when I thought of this topic. Her name is Gina Rutter, always joyful, has a lot of, you know, always smiling, dances. And, you know, I thought she'd be a great person to sit down and talk about joy and what that means. How does she find joy? And maybe gain some insights for myself and for those listening on how we can be joyful. And so please stick around for part two when we talk about joy. It's a great topic, and hopefully that at the end of it, you'll have some things that you can take away and apply to your own life and be more joyful. It's super important. I want to challenge everyone listening to really take it seriously. Take it seriously on your level of happiness, your level of joy, and decide to really take some steps to grow if you're lacking. And if maybe you're a great example of joy, to really help others out that you around you to be more joyful and to really go after improving that area of your life. So stick around for part two on joy, and we'll be right back. Peace. I'm sitting here, not sitting here, with Gina Rutter. We're going to talk about having pure. So Gina, take time out to chat with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. So real quick, before we jump into it, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself to the listeners?
Okay. Well, I'm 28 years old, and I live in Seattle, Washington. I grew up in Northern California, being able to be outside a lot and explore and do, I don't know, just a lot of adventuring out. I love dancing and singing. Being with my friends is awesome too, and I'm currently a preschool teacher at one of the preschools here, which is really great to be able to see the kids learning and growing. So I love it.
Awesome. So you're one of the first people I thought of when I thought about the topic of pure joy. So on that topic, you know, what are some things that bring you joy?
There's a lot of little things. I think when people talk to me and are giving me words of encouragement of like, you know, hey, you're doing really great at this, or I noticed you're doing that, that brings me joy. When I'm at school with the kids, hearing them talk and all of their creative imagination, that brings me joy. I find joy in dancing. I find joy in singing. I find joy in, my walk with God and being able to learn spiritually as well. So there's a lot of things that bring me joy.
Awesome. So, I mean, I think here in Seattle, we might be familiar with, you know, maybe people not being as joyful. And if you look kind of out in the world, you know, joy is not something that you feel, that you see is talked a lot about. So from your perspective, why do you think it may be hard for people to be joyful?
Yeah, I think actually living here in Seattle, something I noticed versus the busyness of life that people have, just with their schedules, it's like jammed pack back to back with appointments and meetings and phone calls and stuff, and not so much with having time to sit and just be present and be still and to take time to find the little things that do bring people joy. I think I spend a lot of time at UW with the campus ministry, and even just there seeing the students are overwhelmed, and it's like, you're only 18 years old. There's so much right. to life that you should be happy about, but they're just not, because their focus is very, very jammed packed with agendas.
Right, right. So some of the things you mentioned, you know, schedules and, you know, the business of life, from your experience, or, you know, just your thoughts, how can people, you know, be more joyful in the midst of those challenges?
Yeah, I think, I mean, for myself, at least, I'm a pretty optimistic person. And so when I'm going from one task to the next, I have a pretty optimistic viewpoint and frame of mind. And I take the time to find joy in the little things, whether it's looking at a flower or listening to music or smiling at someone. It's like those brief moments, and it only takes 2 seconds, you know, to just pause.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. So say if someone came to you and they're kind of struggling with this concept, what are some practicals that you think you'd give them to kind of, if they're struggling with being joyful?
Yeah, I think that the first practical I would give is to pause, like to just take time to reflect. I think the second thing I would suggest is to find a hobby that makes you happy. Like for me, it's dance, and I can dance pretty much anywhere I go, which is really cool. And then I think to have a friend who will, like, I guess in a sense, help you take the time to do those things that do bring you joy, a sense of happiness.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so I always ask everyone that I talk to this question, what's the best piece of advice that you've gotten?
The best piece of advice that I've gotten in terms of being joyful, or just in general?
Just in general.
Yeah, I think it's to enjoy the little things and to do what is righteous and not right. So it's like we can get wrapped up in being right and being seen and being heard, when really there's a standard, I guess, that needs to be looked at. And so when you focus on pleasing, you know, that standard and setting that standard, then everything else will fall into place and you won't have to feel like you have to take things into control.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Gina, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me about being joyful. For those listening, if you have any other questions or maybe insights or about the topic, feel free to leave a message in the comments or at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Gina, again, thank you so much for chatting.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @dtimepodcast. See you next time.